GOP Senate leadership had scheduled floor debate on the budget for yesterday afternoon, but with no agreement in sight, Senate President Alan Lassay was left to open and close the session by himself.
Senate will please come to order. Without objection, the Senate will stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Senate is now recessed.
And that was the extent of the Senate's official work, although Republicans spent much of the day behind closed doors discussing the budget. As it stands now, three Republicans have said publicly they won't support the plan in its current form because it spends too much. Assuming Democrats don't break ranks, that means the plan lacks the votes to pass. The situation has Capitol observers speculating about what a final GOP spending plan might look like. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle told reporters yesterday he's worried senators will make deep cuts to the University of Wisconsin. Doyle says he understands lawmakers are unhappy with the pay plans of some UW administrators, but he says cutting the university further won't solve anything.
Who are you hurting when you do that? You're hurting kids, young people who have earned their way into our university system, who have worked hard, gotten good grades in high school, achieved admission to the University of Wisconsin, and you're going to punish them because you're mad at somebody?
Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz's office denied that GOP members are out for any kind of retribution. Spokesman Todd Albaugh predicted that there would be only minor tweaks to the budget the Senate eventually passes. The plan senators are working from right now is a hybrid between the budget the governor introduced in February and the one the legislature's budget committee pored over for months. It cleared the state assembly last week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.